Network. All right, doing the final 5 minutes with Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com. And he's had particularly bad Skype and phone line today, and he just dropped. We're getting him back on for a final few questions here. He has said that he is getting ready to leave the United States. And for somebody who hasn't gotten government death threats, where they let you know they're listening to your phones and tell you things you were talking about 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before they threaten you, you know, at that point, you're just like, I can't live in fear. I just got to go all out against you people. And I don't even really look over my shoulder. I don't want to die. I love life so much. I love my children more than life itself. But it is what it is. Somebody's got to commit against these people. Somebody has got to have the courage to say no to the New World Order. Somebody has got to realize just how serious these globalists are and that they're totally ruthless. I mean, America is being turned into one giant FEMA camp with the children trained to have the government molesting them, to have the parents trained to turn their kids over, the government taking blood samples from babies at birth, now admittedly for close to four decades. It just has to end. It has to stop. We've got to at least slow it down. But instead of slowing it down, what's happening is there's a huge awakening happening, and the globalists are just putting things into high gear. They are putting the entire system into high gear. We got Wayne back. We've only got about 3 minutes. Wayne Madsen, anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you're looking into, dealing with these direct, major media telling you and the State Department telling you, look, the word is they want you dead. I mean, clearly they wanted this message to get to you that they are planning to kill you.
Well, I, of course, did a sanity check on myself and ran this by some very close colleagues of mine who are journalists. And, I let them know what the source was, and they were, really concerned and upset. They said, you have to take that seriously. So, I mean, it's not just something that was passed over the transom as a sort of an idle threat. I did vet this with others who kind of urged me to, take it seriously and, of course, do the right thing. So I think just that Washington is not a good place to be right now. There's no access for independent journalists. There's no there's the sources are drying up. It's almost like covering politics in Pyongyang, North Korea here now.
Wayne, are we going to be able to get you back up in the next few weeks before you leave the country?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, maybe we should get you on a good phone line and have you for a full hour. Or before you leave the country, you're welcome to come down here to Austin and be in studio with us. We might even be able to, in fact, we will. If you want, we'll buy you a plane ticket and put you up here for 2 or 3 days. Maybe you can be our in-studio analyst for a couple days. You want to, after you move out of your apartment or box everything up or whatever you're planning, you want to come down to Austin?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, we've got to hang together or certainly hang separate. And our founding fathers went through similar things. They had British death warrants out on their heads. And John Hancock, knowing they'd come after his land, his family, he signed his name, the biggest at the top. And he said, if I'm going to be on the list, I want to be on the top of the list.
Absolutely.
but doesn't this in closing signify that they're scared, they're desperate, they're not invincible?
Oh, I think so. The thing is, they're doing damage control now. They don't want any surprises coming out because the smart money is on Obama getting reelected because we see this, the circus on the other side. And so that's where all the smart Wall Street money is. Four more years of Obama to carry out their agenda, which he's doing quite nicely and has been. And we'll hear more about that with his speech tonight.
That's right. He's announcing a new tax code to help us. Boy, this is help we don't need, Wayne.
Absolutely, and the devil will be in the details, I'm sure.
Wayne, while we have you, I'm going to put you on hold here at the end of this segment. We're going to go ahead and look at the book next week and look for a time to get you on and maybe give us off record a ballpark of when you leave town. Maybe you can make a stop through Austin so we can physically interview you here. I know we've gone to D.C. to interview you before, but God bless you. We'll all pray for you. Support him at WeightManagementReport.com.
Jay Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 13th day of April, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Lindsey Williams joined us for an hour last week. He's going to join us for another hour today, coming up the second hour, to take your phone calls, your questions for Lindsey Williams coming up, because now we see the headlines of they're talking about in the next month, $5 a gallon gas on average at the gas pump. Gas prices, of course, have gone up and up as oil prices per barrel have gone up. They went back a little bit yesterday but are starting their march back upwards. Again, if you look at the graph, it's basically going straight up, but there are little dips before it starts retracing its previous gains. So we've got Lindsey Williams joining us coming up in the next hour. In the last 30 minutes of the third hour, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, written for the Washington Post, you name it, RT contributor of the Wayne Madsen Report. I'm glad Jaron pointed this out to me because I checked the Madsen Report every few days, but I guess I hadn't in the last 4 or 5 days because he put a report out last week that through the grapevine and his sources, and I found it to be a very credible source, that he spent months in Chicago off and on in the last 6 months or so investigating Rahm Emanuel, Rod Blagojevich, Barack Obama, and the other gaggle of slime balls, and he's ferreted out some really powerful info, and he's been basically breaking it as he gets it, and he was told that basically they've put a hit out on him. Now, that's not confirmed. The White House didn't come out and make that announcement. Obviously, the White House doesn't even have to do it themselves. They've got the Chicago Mafia that's run Chicago for at least 100 years, basically blackmailing them and controlling them. And it is very creepy that multiple times now I've been sent Rahm Emanuel for mayor stickers to our office, even though this address is not known. So it's also a little message. Rahm Emanuel is the type of guy who sends dead fish wrapped in newspapers to members of Congress he doesn't like. That's a Sicilian message you will sleep with the fishes. Means you're going to be down there with the dead fishies on the bottom of the lake. And he's on record sending out dead fish to people. He also, at congressional closed-door meetings with congressional leaders, likes to pull out knives. In one well-documented case, when he was in the Clinton administration, and people that didn't go along with his orders, he began to read out their names and then stab the table, screaming, dead, 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 in front of congressional leaders. Also, in public, in meetings, he has bossed Obama around. I mean, he's just a complete monster, and that's why he's the new Chicago mob boss there. So Wayne Madsen will be joining us. And Wayne Madsen was the fellow who helped us get the D.C. Madam on when she was living in D.C. And then she had been convicted in court and was going to be sent away to prison. She was just trying to leave the country, but they were worried about the list of high-powered Republicans, predominantly and Democrats, she had. And I knew it was so dangerous that I would never even allow her, knowing the phones were tapped, to tell me information off air. I did not want to know any of it unless it was on air. Because once it's on air, you're just playing Russian roulette with maybe six chambers with one bullet. I mean, there's a good chance that they might still kill you if you did put that info out with big names. But to know the information and not put it out is a death sentence. And I gave her the opportunity on air a few months before she was murdered. I said, listen, you've got all these names and this information. You better either let the establishment know. And I told her she could do that in any phone conversation she had. They're listening, just explain that she was going to destroy it all and wasn't going to talk about it. Or I told her, you need to go public with it all right now. And she was getting ready to go to prison. She told her condo manager at her Florida condo, where she lived part of the year between D.C. We interviewed him on air, of course, after she was murdered, murder-suicided. They claim she committed suicide, that men were following her, and that she had to get documents over to her mother's house. Well, she was found hung in the shed, and, of course, there were no documents. And the handwriting, I was sent her handwriting from the suicide note, and I also talked to some of the Florida detectives involved, and I was sent her lease documents, and the T's, the I's, the L's, it was not her handwriting. It was as if a 10-year-old was trying to copy Mama's handwriting for a note to the school nurse when they'd been playing hooky. And, of course, I forged a couple of fake letters to the nurse that actually worked when I was a teenager. But still, if you knew what you were looking at, you know, if my mother would have seen the notes to the nurse, she could have surmised immediately that I had forged it. Of course, she would also know that she hadn't filled them out. But it was shoddily done. And I told her, I said, you need to tell people you're not going to commit suicide. She said, absolutely, I would never commit suicide. I will never commit suicide. I will go to prison. I will get out. I will live my life. But I can't believe these hypocrites. I kept my mouth shut. And I said, well, just be clear about it. And I said, I would advise you to either go public with all this to the mainstream media now. I said, don't even do it with me. I don't even want this information. It's not that I'm even overall afraid of dying. I don't want to get killed over exposing what hookers D.C. people visit. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's nothing compared to killing a million Iraqis, using depleted uranium with the troops, stealing trillions of dollars, stealing the troops' death benefits. I got bigger fish to fry. But I would still interview the D.C. madam. And during breaks, talking to her, John Harmon remembers listening because we called her on the Genesis phone system, and then Harmon was listening in with us, and I was like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to talk to you. She wanted to talk to me during breaks. She's like, I don't know why they're doing this. I've kept my mouth shut. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Do not tell me anything. Nothing. Nothing. They will come and kill me. No. No. These people will kill you in a second. Do you know how many state police, how many private detectives hired by Republicans, people connected to Roger Ailes and others, that they sent into Arkansas in 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Do you know how many died? The Clinton death list, the full list is about 350 or so. But for police and investigators being killed, it's more than 12. And you can go back and pull those numbers up. I mean, they would take state police that had witnessed Clinton doing corrupt things and shoot them in the back of the head. They would take investigators and shoot them and cut their arms and legs off and say they committed suicide. They would kill teenagers that had witnessed things. They would kill women. I mean, it was just an endless string of carnage. And now you see, I said I was going to get to the news, but I'm already getting into the fact that Wayne Madsen says, through very credible sources, he's been told that the system is going to try to whack him. And, the messages are basically, you've gone too far, buddy, you're going to pay for this. And that's why Wayne needs to get out every bit of information he discovered in Chicago now. Because as a journalist, he continues to try to vet things. He continues to try to double check, triple check, check with other sources. And it's the dossier he's put together on things going on in Chicago that he's already begun to cover a little bit that puts him in such danger. And this isn't a joke. I mean, Wayne could be dead within days. He could be dead next week. And if he's found hung in his apartment in D.C., they will have, quote, old friends come out and say, Wayne told me he was going to do this. You know, the same thing happened with the D.C. madam. They were playing my clip on CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN, where she said she'd never commit suicide. But then they had an old friend with no proof, no evidence, pop up in California and say, yeah, she told me she was contemplating suicide. Meanwhile, I talked to her landlord, one of the last people to see her alive, or not landlord, a condo manager, who was her good friend. You heard him on air. You can pull up the archives. I would just search the term Alex Jones interviews D.C. Madam's condo manager. We interviewed him for 30 minutes on air. And he talked to her when she left with the box of documents. She said, I'm being followed, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get this stuff over to my mother's house. And I'll be back. And a few days later, she's found dead. So in Florida. So I take this very serious. Wayne Madsen's never talked like this. Wayne Madsen, on record, has been out in Chicago for months snooping around. And let me tell you, Chicago's so mafia, they don't allow parents to pack their children's school lunches. I mean, they own the people of Chicago. I can't tell you how many business people I know and famous club owners like Aaron Russo, who ran the first club to bring Led Zeppelin to the U.S. And it got so successful, they had to pay the cops off to even be able to operate. And finally, the cops just came and said, no amount of money's good. They want you shut down. Our bosses are opening another club with your same acts. And they came in when he refused to shut down and dumped trash all over the floor and called in inspectors and then beat him up and beat a bunch of people up and took him in the back of a paddy wagon, took a billy club to his genitals. And that's how America works. It's like, look, we own you. You don't feed your kids. We own them. You do what Michelle Obama says. You do what Rezko says. You do what Rahm Emanuel says. You do what the dailies say. We own your kids. We're going to stick our hands down their pants at airports. We're going to take all your money. We're going to raise property taxes. They just raised taxes by 56% in Chicago. And they're letting Wayne Madsen know, look, you're going to expose us as mafia? You bet. We're going to show you how mafia we are. This is our country. You understand? You all work for us now. It's over.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
The federal government is like a vending machine for the global mafia. That's what the New World Order is. They pay off state and national governments worldwide, regional governments, to sign over government power for huge payoffs to these private corporate mafia groups. And they use mercenaries, they use NATO, they use the U.S. military, they use hitmen on the ground, and there is no amount of abuse that they will not dump out on us until we say no. You see, at a certain point in corruption, the bottom falls out. And the criminals learn that they can get away with anything, and they go wild. That's why the TSA Federal Goon Force is expanding currently. It's not coming. It's all over the streets of America, from Houston, Texas, to Dallas, Texas, to Miami, Florida, to Boston, Mass., to Chicago, Illinois, to Los Angeles, California, New York, rural areas, bizarre homeland security, regular Army, National Guard, Air Force MPs, checkpoints searching people, Marines searching. I mean, they're here. It's on. They're letting you know, hey, line up, give us your IDs, we're searching you. This is martial law. They're just easing us into it. And that's why all over the country, the TSA first says, oh, we're only going to naked body scan some people at some airports. Then they come out and tell the AP and Chicago Tribune last year, we are going to phase it in for everybody. Then people say, we don't want the naked body scanners. And they say, well, then we're going to grope you. And internal memos come out where they say it's meant to intimidate people and make them use the scanners. Now they've come out and announced, actually, we're going to put everybody through the scanners and grope you. And that's what we now learn happened to this six-year-old girl that we first started reporting on Monday, who got the two-minute grope down with the TSA woman sticking her hands in her pants, between her crotch, grabbing her. That's what Ron Paul, Ventura, and countless others have described, that it's almost like they're trying to lift you up. I mean, they don't just touch you. They get there and they, let me make sure what that is. And if you don't like it, they say, get out of this airport. And then when they trick you, they slap handcuffs on you and say, federal law, you're not allowed to refuse a screening. $11,000 fine. We're mafia. We run this country now. Everything is ours. We're going to raise your property taxes, your income taxes. We're going to devalue the dollar. We're going to rob everything. We got paramilitary federalized police waiting if you try to resist. It's ours. You don't pack lunches for your kids. You're not allowed to feed them. You're not trusted. They're not allowed to play tag. They're prisoners. You're going to use IDs to buy and sell. We own you. We run you. It's totally about breaking our will, run by the social engineers. We're going to go to break, but I get constant emails, constant canned comments by TSA minions and others in the YouTube videos and things that are posted, and they go, look, if she just go through the scanner, she wouldn't have had to be groped. No. They are going to universal groping after the scanning. And I told you what I saw in San Jose flying out last year. And I sat there because we were early for 25 minutes. I bought coffee right through the checkpoint at a coffee place. I bought coffee with Aaron Dykes and sat there for 25 minutes watching it. And they only had women and children sent through the scanners, and then they were given a grope. And I came back and reported. I saw them sticking their hands in the waistbands and grabbing the genitals, and people couldn't believe it. And then Michelle comes running up and says, well, you know, I just got back from a week of vacation in Colorado. And I said, yeah, with your two daughters. She said, yeah, 8-year-old and year-old. And she said they did that to us, and they had men doing it. And then, of course, Drudge picked that up, and people couldn't believe it. And then countless reporters that it had happened to, who were well-known, came out and said, no, it happened to me, happened to my daughter, happened to my son. They're doing it to babies. They're taking babies out of baby carriages and grabbing them. And these babies can be wearing diapers. They're going in those diapers. And it's all about training you that you're a total prisoner. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever go to prison, when they get you off the bus, they're going to take you in, pull your pants off, do a strip search, if it's medium security or up, to break your will. And that's all this is in America. You are being trained to be a prisoner. People who've never been into crime, who are law-abiding, good-producing, creative citizens, they are being taught, just like the public schools have shakedowns and searches and strip searches and cameras watching the kids in the bathroom, that's training the new generation on how to be prisoners. And now they're doing it to the general public and expanding out from the airports. The good news is the people are resisting. They're saying no. And look, I understand that all TSA workers are not bad people. A lot of them shake my hand. They want autographs everywhere I go. But if they complain about doing this stuff, they get fired. And that's what the system wants, because then they end up with cadres of people that'll do whatever they're told. But there's no doubt a lot of control freaks, a lot of perverts, a lot of sadomasochists, a lot of scumbags are going to get TSA jobs. We're going to come back and play this ABC News clip of the family with the Grove down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's very simple. The globalist social engineers are testing us. Can they put taxes on salt? Can they tell us what we can have in a Happy Meal? Can they tell parents you're not allowed to pack your children's lunch? We don't trust you. Can they try to have the CPS take your children if you don't vaccinate them? Can they come out and raise the safe radiation levels of what they're saying is safe or normal from 1,000 times to 100,000 times, depending on what isotope? Can they get away with throwing this type of stuff in our face? That's what the system is doing. Now, there's some good news in all of this. We run Ron Paul's statements and editorials from his house website, and we posted it up on InfoWars.com yesterday. It's been up on the Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com, since last night, and we'll put the Drudge Report up on screen there. It's right below the article, Trump will ask voters to invest in White House bid. Under that, Ron Paul, the nanny state can't last, and if you click on that, it takes you to InfoWars.com. And Ron Paul said, last week, Congress, the administration refused to seriously consider the problem of government spending. Despite the fear-mongering, the government shutdown would not have been as bad as claimed. Yeah, they cut a little less than $40 billion in stuff that was already agreed to be cut. Ladies and gentlemen, the banks have gotten us to sign on to over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. Nothing you get rid of, nothing you cut will have, even if you cut defense massively, none of it will even go towards beginning to pay down this debt until we say no to the 1,000+ trillion that the bankers have created through fraud that they've gotten government to sign on to. And then even if you don't believe economists like Tarpley and others we've had on that say it's 1.5 quadrillion, Washington Post last year says it was 640 plus trillion. Ron Paul went on to say it's encouraging that some in Washington seem to be insisting on reduced spending, which is definitely a step in the right direction, but only one step. We have miles to go before we can even come close to a solution, and it will involve completely redefining the role of government in our lives and on the world stage. A compromise was struck at the last minute until Democrats agree to rein in entitlement spending, and Republicans back off the blank checks to the military-industrial complex in all amounts to political gamesmanship. And he goes on from there. Unfortunately, the compromises always seem to be just the opposite. Instead, on the left agreeing to cut social spending and the right agreeing to cut military spending, the right agrees to more welfare and the left agrees to more warfare. In spite of all this rhetoric, we will go deeper into debt. The Fed will print more money, the private Federal Reserve, and the value of the dollar will continue to plummet. How long will it be before foreigners stop buying our debt? Well, the Fed already has to buy 70% of it and monetize it. And hyperinflation arrives. Well, the head of Walmart says it's already arriving. Throughout history, empires have always overextended themselves through conquest and wealth transfers, leading to eventual collapse. From the Roman Empire to the Soviet Union, we are headed in the same direction, and it seems only the chaos of the collapse of the dollar will stop more spending. Arguing over funding for Planned Parenthood and NPR, though important, only shows that leadership in Washington either won't face reality or don't understand how serious the problem is. You can also hear the audio/video of Ron Paul's statement, and there's more that comes after that. He says, of course, an actual government collapse would create serious problems for many people who have come to depend on government payments for their health care, retirement income, but that's all been put into derivatives, see, and stolen. Their children's education, and even food and housing. However, these so-called entitlement programs are unconstitutional to begin with and have engineered a culture of dependence on wealth transfer payments that is out of control. And he goes on from there. Very important article by Ron Paul at InfoWars.com. You can also find it at the Drudge Report on the left-hand side. The nanny state can't last. Well, it can't last in its current form unless they fully implode things and sell people on even more taxes, more regulations, more welfare, more control, and complete dependence. And then we'll be living in a full-bore tyranny, which is what the social engineers have been designing. And this is what they want. The central private banks want bankrupt nations, just like they've done it to third world countries. This is a system of economic conquest backed up by a paramilitary police state system. Now, going back into the TSA, if you will put up with them putting you in a high-powered radiation banker, which they now admit, depending on which machine, is 20 to 50 times what they previously said, and now it came out a few months ago in the Washington Post, that TSA had refused to give Congress, the real elected government, the radiation monitoring test they'd done, and it turned out they hadn't done them at all airports under federal law. They violated OSHA and a lot of other radiology laws that are federal and on the books that any dental office or clinic or hospital has to follow on a weekly basis, not monthly. But the numbers they did get from spot checking on average were 10 times the radiation they'd even claimed because they're not calibrated correctly. 10 times the 20 to 50 times they lied about. So 10 times the 20 to 50 times. And you've got these TSA workers, and the major, we've had radiologists on to break it down, sitting by the only partially shielded x-ray machines looking at your luggage. Then right next to them are the body scanners that backscatter and splatter radiation. You add to that the cell phones, the nuclear testing, the Fukushimas, the Chernobyls. I mean, just from Chernobyl, 25 years ago in 86, the U.S., as well as the Northern Hemisphere, has double the radiation of the Southern Hemisphere. From one Chernobyl. Chernobyl was dirty compared to even an A-bomb. It put off conservatively, according to the IAEA, 400 times Hiroshima's radiation. Now they admit Fukushima is just as bad or worse. And again, we weren't being fearmongers a month ago when I said this is going to be as big as Chernobyl, because I went out and interviewed the top radiation experts, the nuclear physicist, the former head of the Star Wars project. I went and did my research. And when they wouldn't release radiation numbers from those two prefectures, those two states, that told you what was happening. 3 weeks into it, they did release the numbers. 7.5 million normal times being dumped, normal radiation being dumped in the water. Such powerful fission going on that there were visible ion beams shooting out at night. You could see blue light. I mean, that's high-powered radiation when you can see it. Now you pull up radiation sickness. Their hospitals have been filled for weeks, but it's minor footnotes. Yes, the hospitals are filled with those with what they believe is radiation poisoning, and the doctors and nurses are refusing to treat them and are leaving because they don't want to be contaminated with their radiation. London Telegraph 2 weeks ago. But it's a minor footnote, because in this mafia state, why not tell the parents they can't pack their kids' lunch because they're not trusted? Why not stick the government hands down the pants to train you? Why not steal the death benefits of the troops, as they did 11 years ago and now admit last year? Why not tell you that, depending on the isotope, 1,000 to 100,000 times the levels they're raising and saying are safe? Why not? I mean, here's the news. Fukushima radiation taints U.S. milk supplies at levels 300 times higher than EPA maximums. And Natural News, linked at Infowars.com, links to the government's own websites. Here's KIRO-TV. Radioactive seaweed detected in Puget Sound. But don't worry, the government says, don't worry, it's safe. Even though they've raised it from a 5 to a 7, the highest level for a radioactive disaster at Fukushima. Here's another one. Japan ups Fukushima nuke crisis severity to 7, same as Chernobyl. Here's another one. Elevated radiation levels found in Ontario, energy minister says, up in Canada. The Star reports. Here's another one. And this is on major TV stations, major newspapers in Europe. And again, Mike Adams at Infowars.com from Natural News, links to the European English papers. But you're not seeing this in our news. You've got to go to Infowars.com or the Drudge Report or Natural News to find this information. Europeans warn to avoid milk and vegetables due to high radiation levels. Now, Europe, I mean, let me explain. The jet stream is going from west to east. Okay? And so Japan's on the other side of the world, so it goes, even though you think of it in the east, it's actually going from the west to the east, across the Pacific, across North America, that's where we live, over Atlantic, over Western Europe, Eastern Europe, has now gone all the way through Asia back to Japan. And in Europe, that is, what, more than 10,000 miles away? Guys, pull up the numbers. England's distance from west to east. England's distance from Japan, I want to get that number. Was it 12,000 miles? I know it's more than 10,000. So we're only 3,000, 4,000 miles, depending where you are on the coastline from Japan. It comes across the ocean in a radiation cloud, settles over the U.S., belching nuclear fallout and complete meltdown. I mean, one reactor 2 weeks ago had 70% meltdown. Explosions, all of this is belching it. So bad they pulled out the emergency crews over and over again, building up over the U.S., and they're saying, don't worry about your milk, don't worry about your fish, don't worry about your spinach, don't worry about your lettuce, don't worry about your grapes grown in California. But this stuff's in Vermont, this stuff's in New York, it's in New Jersey, it's in Florida. Every state's coming out with numbers. All of this is going on, but Europe is a lot further away. What we could do is just pull up a world map that has a miles meter and then just kind of with a ruler or with your hand, you know, go 3,000, 6,000, 9,000, 10,000. You know, it's because I want to find out from northeastern Japan roughly how far it is to England and then the coast of Europe, Western Europe. The point is Europe is a lot further away from the fallout, and they're saying, their government's saying, like they did in 86, don't eat vegetables from the Northern Hemisphere, don't eat grains from the Northern Hemisphere, don't drink milk, because that's where it bioaccumulates, and our media is just like, hey, it's fine. Federal government's not releasing numbers. State governments are. Europeans warned to avoid milk and vegetables due to high radiation levels. The radiation risk of Fukushima is no longer negligible, says the CRIIRAD, the French Research Authority on Radioactivity. It is now warning expectant mothers and young children because there's a many times more devastating effect on fast-growing cells, especially on fetuses and young children with radiation. So I was correct. 11,000 miles from Japan going east, not back west over Eurasia, but going east over the Pacific from Japan to England. Thank you. So we're 3,000-4,000 miles away on the west coast. They're 11,000 miles away, and they're saying don't eat it, especially if you're a pregnant mother or if you got a child. So the French Research Authority of the government is now warning expectant mothers and young children to avoid drinking milk or rainwater. They should also avoid certain types of vegetables and cheese due to the dangerously high levels of radiation they may contain thanks to the radioactive fallout spreading across the globe. And it has a direct link to the French government radiation authority. And they should know they got more reactors than any other country in the world. Japan's number two. We're number three. Russia's number four. The French government now says that eating these items qualifies as risky behavior. And yet, in particularly the same sentence, the organization claims there's absolutely no need for anyone to take iodine tablets. That's right. There's so much radiation in the food that you probably shouldn't eat it, but all that radiation is so harmless that you don't need to protect yourself with it from iodine. Well, that's because there's so many different isotopes that, in a way, it just doesn't even matter. In a way, I've got to almost agree with them. Of course, radioactive iodine is the biggest issue. I mean, we had Dr. Busby on 3 weeks ago, and he said, clearly this is going to go up several hundred times normal levels. And he said, if I had children in California or the West Coast, he said, I would take it. I would give them potassium iodide. I'm not saying that. Go to your own doctor. Go to your own nurse. But that's what Dr. Busby, who's a radiation specialist, said. By the way, we have his article. And for some reason, I don't see it in my radiation stack. I may have missed it. But it's Kurt Nemo's article, Top Scientist Says Atomic Explosions Possible at Fukushima. Will you print that for me? Thank you, guys. Okay, so we have that information going on. Mark Circus there at Infowars.com writes an excellent article, Nuclear Nightmare Getting Worse, Yet Propaganda Continues. We'll cover more of this after the break, but I wanted to shift gears into the TSA, how great it is to see the backlash kick back in. We post it Monday, Drudge carries it Tuesday, he pushes us out massively to everybody. Now it's all over the news. But the parents are angry about this, but not angry enough. They're like, TSA is doing a great job, but why do you need to do this to our six-year-old? So, but notice the key, and the main reason I'm playing part of this newscast, the whole thing's up on Infowars.com. Notice why that they say here, oh, we all went through the scanners, but then they pulled her out for the pat-down. So understand, people say, well, if you don't like them grabbing your genitals, go through the scanner. And you go, oh, I have a choice, roasting in the radiation baker or being groped. No, I have witnessed at multiple airports, only women and children. I witnessed it at Liberty Newark a few months ago. I witnessed it, I don't know, 5-6 months ago or now more, last year in San Jose. Only women and children. Oh, they found an old lady on a walker. It looks like she's on death's doorstep. Ooh, you're in for some serious frisking. Let's go ahead. They're just meeting their quotas, what's happening. And they don't like men because we'll argue on average more. Let's go ahead and play this newscast.
Joining us now, Selena Drexel and her husband, Dr. Todd Drexel, from their home in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thank you very much for getting up and being
with us. Looks like dangerous folks to me.
It's very important for you to talk about this. And could you just give us a little more background, Selena? I know you also have a 9-year-old, Grace, a 2-year-old, Caroline. They were with you, too. So walk us through what happened, Selena.
We were leaving New Orleans from a family vacation, and when we proceeded to go through the security line, we were selected to go through the new screening procedures. Anna was picked to go through. Pretty much everybody except the baby was picked to go through the scanner. And for some reason, Anna was selected for a pat-down. I can only speculate as to why. I didn't get a lot of information although I did ask questions as to why
she
was being selected for PAC.
I'm going to try to get this family on so I explain to them. Your daughter was picked because they're picking children to break their will and to train them for the next generation to live in a giant prison grid. I mean, ma'am, have you studied what public schools teach kids to do? They teach them to spy on you. They teach them to go to the bathroom with a camera over them. They're teaching them to live in 1984. You got to get them while they're young, as Hitler said. Here it is.
Down. I didn't really get a lot of information. I did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be re-scanned and was refused.
But they didn't give you
any... I chose to videotape it because, they just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do.
Hit pause.
And
she requested to videotape it, but they just said, we're God, outside the law you can't. But somebody else did, and you can hear that person's child going, no, I don't want them to touch my clothes. There's other horrified children waiting to be groped. People just quit following the baloney orders of these thugs. I mean, we might as well live in Nazi Germany. So it just goes on from there. We'll play more later. I'm going to come back and get back into the radiation. Radiation's good for you. Government sticking their hands down your pants is good for you. You can't pack your kids to school lunch. Taking the troops' death benefits is good. I mean, this government's criminal run.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Say that's not knowledge at all, that's common sense. But for some people out there who are new listeners and don't understand this, I want to explain it in very simple terms, okay? And it's as plain as the nose on your face or my face. Look in the mirror. We are the problem. We have allowed this tyranny to continue and expand, and these tests, we're given these tests to see what we'll put up with. Next is going to be urine and blood, and that's what they told the girl. Come over here, now we're going to drug test you. And they're still not clear in the newscast what that was about. That's why I want to talk to the family. Because ABC wasn't asking the right questions. We're going to play the whole thing later. Next is urine, blood, or other tissue sample. In England, they're already pulling people over for regular speeding stops and taking a swab out of the cheek because some of the largest cells in the body are in the cheek tissue on the inside of the mouth, and they can lightly swab and get hundreds of them. And they take that, put it in a little dish with your name, close it up, put it in a DNA file. Just like I told you 16 years ago, because I was sent the secret documents from San Antonio from a nurse working in a military base, that they were taking all babies' blood at birth and putting it in a UN database. Cold Springs Harbor is one facility, but also in San Antonio, Texas. Now, the last 2 years, everything I said, everything the documents stated, what do you think, I was had fake documents? People thought they were. You know, they had phone numbers on them. See, they take your baby's blood at birth, and now it's just admitted, and they don't care, even if you try to say no. They say it's state law. It's not state law. Well, you want us to blood test them for diseases? Well, why didn't the hospital do that? Well, it has to go to the health department. It's state mandated. They're not doing blood tests. They're liars. Just like the school district will tell you it's the law, you got to take all these vaccines. There is no law. It's all color of law, fraud, them using fake color of law authority. Just like if a cop came to your house and said, come outside and dig a ditch. I say so. Well, I'm not going to dig a ditch. Well, I'm wearing a uniform and got a gun. You better. You don't have that authority. But cops have been at least trained in the Constitution a little bit. They don't do stuff like that. In the old Soviet Union, a couple times a week, they'd order you out to dig ditches or do community work. And that's kind of what they're phasing in America for petty tickets and things. They do community service. They're selling it as if it's great. It's great when you volunteer, not when they force you. You know, the bill that they've tried to introduce, well, they have introduced the last 6 years in a row, sponsored by Rangel, the National Service Act. And then you read deeper, it says compulsory service. When you're a junior, a senior, and in high school, and then a freshman in college. And then Rahm Emanuel comes out on C-SPAN and says, you will serve 3 months every year in military training for a domestic force. Yes. Yes, it will be a draft. This is what they're trying to set up. It's called slavery. And so people need to learn how to say no. No. Because if you don't say no, they're going to keep incrementally pushing. But they're not incrementally pushing anymore. They're leaping forward. We're going to tell you what your kids are going to eat. We're going to surveil you with cameras on the street. We're going to face scan you. We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to continue to hire more cops to write more tickets. We're going to send less cops out to actual crimes, and they're just going to be here for revenue generation. This is all being announced. We're in deep trouble. And people had better learn to say no. We are being tested. We are being molded. We are being trained. We are being acclimated, conditioned, manipulated, brainwashed, sold on the idea of being total slaves. This is not America. This is not freedom. This is classical despotic tyranny with a high-tech overlay. It's just that simple. We're going to come back with Pastor Lindsey Williams. And a little bit later in the hour, I'm going to open the phones up for your questions or comments for him. They're talking about $5 a gallon gas in the next month. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.